Let's play a game. I'm going to read you three job titles. Two of them are real. One is not. You have to guess which. One, cybersecurity ninja. Two, responsible AI principal model launch lead. Three, chief vibe officer. You have your guess? Probably, if you know me, you've uncovered my ruse, which is they're all real. That was a trick. These are all roles that I have seen on LinkedIn or actually know someone who holds the title. And you might be rolling your eyes at the absurdity of them, but the truth is they're signals for something more. And I'd like to talk about it with you and what it means for the job market and the job searchers out there and the people who are hiring them. I'm Josh Levine, a transformation executive helping private businesses elevate how their teams operate in an AI-driven world. I've spent the last 20 years paying attention to how work actually works, technology, culture, incentives, and the stories we tell ourselves about capitalism. This podcast is me in real time trying to understand how AI is impacting job seekers and job hirers and maybe eventually what to do about it. This is the Job Market Shit Show. Episode 12. Are these job titles or a cry for help? Rapid change means nobody, not even companies, know what they need. Okay, so here's my hypothesis that these titles, let's call them unconventional titles, are becoming more common. Now, certainly they're not even close to the a goodly minority, but they are increasing, at least across my feed. And I think they are a symptom of the rapid change. And what I have heard, and I've spoken to a few people who are coaches and job hirers, and what they're saying is that companies often, when they post their jobs, don't even know what they're looking for. They think they do. Add to that AI and the job posting slop, and you're going to get really kind of weird looking jobs and mismatched responsibilities. And of course, there's the, you know, like looking for a junior assistant must have 10 years experience type of gaps. What it is indicating to me is that companies don't even know what they're looking for, and that the change that we are all experiencing as job hunters is companies are not immune from it. And even further, it's the question we need to ask is what is happening inside of organizations that they need to just like write an entirely new job title, let alone job description? This is where my hunch comes from, which is things are changing inside of businesses so rapidly that we're seeing jobs that are taking on new responsibilities. Okay, so maybe some of those are, you know, compressed roles or compressed departments into one role, must do this, this, and this. Or it's things are changing and I don't even know what this could be, right? Like it's sort of this catch-all and they're kind of looking for the right person. But what is that even? And then furthermore, what kinds of requirements are you looking for? Like, what are you putting in? What keyword searches are you looking for? And this is leading to a much bigger sort of existential question, which is like, how do you have a system and hopefully an automated system that actually identifies the kinds of people that you need for ill-defined roles? It's confusing, obviously. So this is where I'm starting from. And I think what I'd like to expand into is if nobody knows what's coming down the road, and if they do, they're bullshitting you, what then? I mean, as someone, maybe you have a job and are thinking about finding another one, but you're not leaving because you've heard it's so terrible, or you are looking for work. I mean, you could look for work using your current, what you currently understand as your job title. You could argue for it. You could defend what you have. But I had a conversation this week for my other podcast, Great Mondays Radio. I interviewed Gary Hoberman, who is the founder and CEO of a company called Uncork, which is a enterprise software platform system that's AI first. And I think he's doing some really interesting things. But one of the realizations that he's carried forward with him, he started in finance as an IT guy, and he saw his job as trying to, like, he wanted to put himself out of work. He understood that if he could solve the problem that his job was assigned to, he could actually elevate, he could become more valuable. And he talked about early programming and programming, not just an interface that a bank needed, but creating an application that would then create additional interfaces. This really unlocked for me, and he also said this, which is with AI, so many people are arguing that about they're arguing about what jobs will be taken. Those are all the articles. It's like, what's the analytics and what jobs are most vulnerable and da 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 da. Here's the thing, folks. If you have the ability to learn AI and create something based on your expertise and putting yourself out of work, what is then the next level that you can get to? The TLDR here is put yourself out of work before AI does. There's a quote attributed to the great business thinker, Peter Drucker, that goes something like, if you want, the best way to predict the future is to create it. And this, to me, highlights the fundamental difference between leaning backwards and leaning forwards. If you have a lean backwards posture, you're defending what exists today. You think that what has worked previously will continue to work. My guess is that is a losing proposition. What we need to be doing is leaning forward, leaning into what you could become. I interviewed a colleague, Dr. Seth Bickerton and Dr. Sarah Bickerton, and her whole thing is more than my title. And Sarah Beth said that she's created this whole consulting practice around helping people identify what their kind of new self position is. And what is really interesting, we had this conversation probably about a year ago, and I thought it was interesting then, but I'm now realizing it is the most, it is becoming more and more relevant. We all need to be, and I have been doing this myself, reimagining what my role in the world is. What is it? Like, we have gone through 20 years of, oh, I'm a blank. I work for this company. But it is the companies don't even have those jobs anymore. And the jobs they're putting out didn't exist 20 years ago. All to say, all of this is changing so quickly. And the only way, not just that Gary Hoberman's suggestion of using AI to solve the problem that your job is currently solving, putting yourself out of a job, it is a way of boosting yourself, moving yourself forward. It's going to get there anyways, folks. We might as well try to outcompete the what feels like the impending, you know, tidal wave of doom. Take control. What can you do to put yourself out of business first? This reflection, maybe think about the early days of the iPod and how we were first, and if you are old enough, you will remember that it was kind of unbelievable how quickly iterations of the iPod came out and how amazing. We had never seen a product development cycle so quick and so radical. And the story that floated around was about how Steve Jobs' belief was how to cannibalize his own products before competitors could. He introduced colors. They started with just white. And then it was a huge deal when black came out. The iPod Touch with the black, it was black. That was amazing. And then the Nano came out and it was colors and everybody, oh my God, they fell apart. It was incredible. This is the same principle that we're talking about here. You need to, I believe, everybody needs to think long and hard about if they are thinking about their future from a place of fear or abundance, from a place of scarcity or strategy. I think more and more that we need to be thinking about a reinvention with intention, courage supported by strategy. Because the truth is, the titles are going to get weirder and weirder, and chasing your old model and vision of yourself isn't going to get you anywhere. You're going to be competing with everyone else, and in a world where it's an employer's market, they're going to find smaller and smaller differences to make decisions on. I was on a call earlier today with somebody who is a seasoned executive assistant, chief of staff, and she applied for a great role and then was told she didn't quite have the relevant experience. But the truth is, folks, the more likely story here is they're just looking for anything to cut down 100 resumes down to the 3 that they want to interview. Why compete on the kind of smallest minutia? It doesn't seem to make sense. I have twin daughters, and they just turned 16, and we took them to the mountains to go skiing. Mount Hood over here is about an hour from Portland where we live. I hadn't been skiing in a long time we had a great day. It was a lot of fun. And what I realized getting back on the skis was, and what I was reminded to share with them, your instinct is to lean backwards, but that's when you fall. What the ski instructors tell you is lean forward. It is impossible to fall forward over your skis. And leaning forward is the way that the boots are shaped and the way that you're supposed to actually approach skiing. And that's the metaphor that I'm thinking about here. We can spend our time leaning backwards, wondering, is AI coming for my job? I'm going to try to, protect it. But really, when we live in a world where things are moving so quickly, it is really the most effective approach to lean into it, to lean forward. This has been the Job Market Shit Show. It's brought to you by me and my company, Great Mondays, a change consultancy helping leaders of private companies elevate how their teams operate in an AI-driven world. Learn more about me and my work at greatmondays.com. Are you swimming through the shit show? I'm collecting neuritis and I need your help. Send me your screenshot of that tone-deaf rejection email or your story, the shittier the better, stories@greatmondays.com. If you want to just write out your story and tell it to me in an email, great. Or we can set up some time to talk. I'm always happy to do that. If you'd rather read or watch the Job Market Shit Show, find us on Substack and YouTube. And if this helped you think a little more different about how you approach job seeking or job hiring, share it with one person that you think would benefit from knowing they're not the only ones who thinks this job market is a shit show. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Josh Levine. We'll see you next time.